Congressman Abear, sir.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Eddie, how are you?
How are you this morning?
I'd like to make a little Machiavellian medicine with you. You got a minute?
I like that league.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you. I've been in touch with Les, you know.
Les talked. I said he was in touch with you the other afternoon.
And here's the situation. We got in Ellett and put his feet to the fire, and then we got in, and I had to make him a promise, and I don't know what's going to do. I also got in Mansfield along with Scott, and I didn't do any good at all with him. He didn't.
He just
worth a damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean he isn't worth a damn, but that's the way Mike believes. You and I know Mike.
Yeah.
All right, here's the situation. I have told them, I told everybody flatly, that you would not go to conference.
That is correct.
Now, I've held that over their head and so forth, and I've got them all scared to death. Now, let me say that if worse comes to worse, and here's where the Machiavellian thing comes in. I want you to stick right to your line. I'm not going to come here, but if worse comes to worse, and if they sink this damn thing, then you and I have just got to sit down, you and I and maybe Les and John Stennis, I don't know. We just got to sit down and decide how the devil we're going to get some way to, you know, to keep the draft going, because the only thing that they've come up with that I've heard around here is that, well, then we'll have to go all out for the volunteer army. Well, now, Eddie, you know damn well the volunteer army isn't going to work right now.
Definitely not.
You agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're going to work in the future either.
Yeah. Well, I know. I know you feel that way anyway, but you see what I mean is that you and I are talking, we understand each other. But on this thing, what I'm really saying to you is this, is that when they come to you, if this vote goes wrong, when they come to you afterwards, I'd like for you to say, well, I'm not going to comment until I talk to the president about it. Would you do that?
Going to say that to them or publicly?
I want you to say that publicly.
Oh.
No, I mean, no, the press will come to you right after this vote. And I want you to say, I want to talk until I talk to the president. Then, because, look, we've got the national, let me tell you this. We've got some things coming up with the Russians that are very important.
Yeah.
We've got some things, the whole NATO thing is important, you know, keeping those guys up to the mark if we drop the draft. Needless to say, what will happen in the rest of the world. Vietnam, fortunately, is, despite all of their whimpering around or out, is about over. But if the United States doesn't have the draft, the United States can just kiss world leadership goodbye.
That's correct.
You know,
I agree with you on it.
Right. So if you could say to them, because otherwise they'll come to you, and that what they'd love to say, and I think it'd be a world headline, but they'd love to say, the Senate laid this on the table, and Congressman Hebert said the draft is finished. See, that's what they want to say. We must not have that be the lead, even for 24 hours. So what I'd like for you to say, if you would,
I would.
And then what I'd like to do is that for you, if you have confidence in Aaron's, don't you?
Oh, definitely.
Well, if you and Les and I, should we be the three to talk about it, or do you want, or should
John,
we have?
I want John in there too.
And John Stennis.
Oh yeah. He should be, because
how about Margaret? Is she all right?
Well, Margaret's been all right.
She made a fine speech to you yesterday on the darn.
I haven't noticed it yet. But
all right.
But the whole thing is my position now.
Yeah.
Is that I will not. I told John Stennis yesterday that Panmunjom and Jung and the Paris peace talks would be marathons if we went back to conference in comparison with what I. And Les said that he told you the other afternoon too.
He said you just wouldn't go.
We wouldn't go, and you said we were right.
Yeah. And the point is, understand, I'm not asking you to change that.
Well, the only thing that I'm asking you to do, I do not want to put you in the embarrassing position of me saying that you remember during the conference with the situation we're in, which we were keeping you out of it entirely.
I know.
And that's what they know. No, if you want it that way, I'll do it.
Well, here's the reason. I think what has to happen is that I think that you and I and Les and John have simply got to work out some way to, and we're going to have, we may have to compromise some way that we can get the damn draft extended. And if that means, in other words, we work out in advance what we'll agree to and what'll get the votes. Don't you think it's just cold-blooded as that?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm cold on the thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And incidentally, you played it just right. You got their feet to the fire. But what I mean is, if the vote goes wrong, I just think to have a 24-hour headline to the fact the draft is over would just be a hell of a thing. And I think if you could just tell the boys...
I have your permission to say it. I'll say it.
You say to the... You say, look, the national security is involved here, and I'm not going to comment on this till I talk to the president about it.
That's the way you wanted it.
Yeah, you say that, and incidentally, if you would fill in, don't tell John Stennis that, because I don't want him telling the Senate. In other words, we want to keep their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
But tell Les in greatest of confidence and tell him to continue to play the hard game.
Yeah.
But then there comes a point, if the hard game doesn't work, where we have to work out another game.
Well,
you understand that.
Yes, but do we understand each other now? I'm not going to give in on the on a lot of those things. I understand on your draft extension, too.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to get any more money and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah,
the Yala thing? No, I understand that.
They ain't going to get killed on that. Now,
yeah. It isn't that I'm asking. What we really are going to have, we probably got to do some hankledy-pank on that damn Mansfield thing.
Oh, God almighty.
And that is I don't know. I mean, I understand it's purely votes. But I don't know that we can. But I do think that we've got to sit down and talk about it, because frankly, there's no other way except, frankly, the draft is now in your hands and mine. And I think you and I just got to work it out.
I'm in short disposal on that.
All right.
I'm like that Secretary of Defense you got. I asked him, would the HEW allow him to take the Queen out of the Mardi Gras ball?
What?
I'm having trouble with my medical bill. That HEW is my medical
bill. Oh, yeah?
Bill.
Oh, I see.
And he said HEW is calling him up, and we're talking about him preparing for the bill. I've been working on this damn thing for 18 years, you know.
Mm.
And I told Mel yesterday, not wanting to pay. I said, well, do you think the HEW would allow you to take the Queen of this year's Mardi Gras ball out, which theme is going to be Stand Up for America? He said, you're not a fake people.
Hey, wow, that's great.
There's one thing I want you to give serious thought to.
Yeah.
This is a personal thing.
Yeah.
Serious thought to, and if at all possible.
Right.
And I can understand if you can't.
What is that?
And that's when they're going to hang the portrait of me in the committee room on October the 12th.
October the 12th?
October, that's Columbus.
Now, look, does it have to be that day?
It's got to be that day.
October 12th.
That's my 70th birthday.
Your 70th birthday?
My 70th birthday.
I'll be there. But now I got a condition. You and I and Les and John have got to work this draft thing out, okay?
So will you be there on that date?
I'll be there.
Because it means everything to me. You've known each other so long.
I don't give a damn whether it means. It means a lot to me. I'm going to do it on that basis.
it means a lot to me, really.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a great day, and I'll be there. And in the meantime, though, that's you and I, unless we just got to work that thing out. But we won't compromise now. But then Eddie, we got to get down to the votes and see what we can
all
do.
Right,
we'll slicker these guys yet.
Don't.
Okay.
You know what?
Now tell Les to say the same thing that you say.
I'll tell Les.
Tell him in greatest. Tell him don't say a word, however, till the Senate votes, because we might still win the vote.
Yeah,
it's very tough, but we might win the vote.
Of course, the table is still alive and the filibuster begins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So see that you realize that parliamentary situation.
If they table it,
that don't end up. If they table it's on the table. If they fail the table,
then the
filibuster begins.
God damn, you know that Senate, isn't that something?
I'm telling you, I can't understand those people over there.
Yeah,
it's as plain as the nose on your face. This country would be in a chaotic condition.
That's right.
But with your permission, and that's the way you want to handle it. I told you from the beginning that you tell me what to do. You call the shots.
All right.
Now, you will be here with me on it. It's October 12th.
Yeah.
They finally even chartered plane out of New Orleans up here for it.
What? Oh, it's going to be here? Oh, sure,
yeah,
sure,
right
sure.
Up here on the hill.
Okay.
It's going to be one of those things. You see,
I understand.
It's one of those dedicated portrait in the armed services room.
Yeah.
I mean, the same as you did for Tabor and
I understand.
You know,
I understand.
Dead and not moving yet.
I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.